Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Back to School with the Opera Mom, your host, Haley Bell. I am so excited to talk to you guys about this topic this week. And I'm sure you're wondering, well, Haley, what is the topic? What are we going to be talking about today? Well, today we are talking about something that I'm sure all of us have both joy and adulation for and heartburn that keeps us up until the wee hours of the morning. And that is money. Okay, I'll stop with the song. Money is such a big thing for us, right? Especially as moms, we go back to school. A lot of times it's for financial reasons. It's because we feel like we need to contribute to the family, or it's because somebody has to, you know, go back and get a second degree or whatnot to get a higher advancement in school. If you're really lucky, you are in a job that's actually paying for your education. And there are a lot of jobs that do that now because they don't want to take the time to hire a brand new person. But they need somebody with that degree, with that education. So they'll pay for you to go to school, which if you're in that situation, awesome. Props to you. A lot of us aren't. We decide to go back to school and it's all on our own and we have to financially front the money. Now, student loans are definitely one way to go about it. I know I myself, after a 4-year degree, I'm about $50,000 into debt. My husband, I think, graduated with $30,000 of debt, and I am planning on getting my master's as well. And so we're looking at, if I continue to go to student loans, we'd be looking at another $20,000 or $30,000 worth of debt for me to be in to get a master's, which I personally am not okay with. So we're trying to figure out lots of different ways, like grants for moms who are going back to school, which there are tons. There are scholarships, there's academic stuff. Thankfully, I've always been pretty good at school. So a scholarship for academics is something that's actually possible for me. But it still is really, really difficult to make your rent payments and feed the family and make sure the children are clothed and they have diapers and that the dog is fed and that the husband can, I don't know, do what the husband does with his money. Cause it feels like, I don't know if your house is like my house at all. My husband doesn't spend a lot of money. I'm the spender. So what we have in the cupboards is what I decide to buy. So every once in a while I'm like, oh, the crunchy donuts are his favorite ones. So our crumbly donuts, I call them crunchy. They're crumbly. They're like the little crumble ones that are like the Little Debbie's that are totally disgusting and taste like wax, but you still love them. Donuts. Those are his favorites. So I'll buy those for him sometimes. But, you know, there's a lot of things that go into keeping your family, taken care of, and money is pretty much at the base of all of it. So about 5 years ago, I started a journey of getting as cheap as I could on the amount of money we spend at home. Now, I'm not saying that I have figured out how to coupon ourselves into wealth and financial prosperity. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is when you've got to tighten the belt, where in the world do you do it? And let me just tell you right now, you need to understand yourself. You need to know what's realistic for you to tighten the belt on and what's not. For some people, what's realistic for them is something that you would look at and said, there is no, absolutely no way for me to get rid of that thing in my life. We started on this financial saving kind of thing about 3.5, 4 years ago. My son, my firstborn, he was, I think, about 2-ish, 2.5, when we started really looking for how do we cut back. My husband had been working for my father, but my father decided to sell his business. And so Weston was laid off and we didn't have a heck of a lot of money. He was trying to do something not on his own and he wasn't being hugely successful. He was having a little bit of success, but not as fast as we thought he would. And so we had this need to provide for our family. And the easiest thing to do was to figure out, well, where can we tighten the belt? The number one place in everyone's budget that is the most flexible and fluid is in their grocery spending. So that's where we're going to start today. The average home in America spends between $600 and $700 a month on groceries and amenities. So, like, household items. Things like cleaners, shampoos, conditioners, soaps, laundry detergent, toothpaste, you know, all that kind of stuff. If you guys follow me on Facebook or Instagram at all, you see that I post things all the time about how much money I spent on my groceries that week. Or if I have a particularly awesome item that I found, I'll post a photo of it. So you guys can see it's realistic to expect that a family of five can live off of $400 a month for groceries and not be spending $700 plus. Now that's the average amount. There's definitely more there's families that spend more money, and there are families that don't spend quite as much, but the average is $600 to $700 a month. That does not include eating out. That is going to the grocery store and buying groceries. So if you add the amount that you eat out, if you're the average American family, you eat four to five times a week. You eat out as a family. I know that for my family of five, one of whom is still nursing, so he doesn't really eat regular fast food type food, it is approximately $25 every time you go to the grocery or you go to a fast food restaurant. So you think about it, oh, I'm just going to pop through. We're just going to get dinner. It's easier. No worries. You're looking at $25. You do that four times in 1 week. That's $100 in 1 week that you have spent on fast food. So I want you to kind of look at your life when it comes to groceries. And remember, this is, you know, this is kind of just me yapping and telling you what worked for us. But it was these revelations, these things that I figured out that really have helped shape and change the way that I spend money in my life. So you're looking at $100. Now that's weekly. So if you do that for an entire month, that's $400 to $500 a month on fast food. That's $400 or $500 a month that could go to something else. That could go to a car payment. That could go to a mortgage so you're not renting anymore. That could go to, you know, just savings to make sure that you've got enough for your slush fund, which we'll talk about that in a little bit too. So groceries. I get a lot of people that ask me, how do you do what you do with your groceries? How do you get an entire cartload of groceries for $95? And that includes amenities. That includes things like shampoos and conditioners. That includes, you know, diapers and just the entire plethora of things that it's required for a family to survive. Well, I'm going to give you the ins and outs of how I do everything. So when I went on my journey, I started out with clothes, figuring out I could go thrift shopping for clothes. And then when I figured out how, like, I kind of got that system down, then I started figuring out how to go thrift shopping for good quality furniture. Once I figured that out, then I finally, those were like my baby steps to get into grocery shopping with couponing. And that's how I do it, ladies, is I coupon. Now, people are always really intimidated with couponing because it seems like a ton of work. And I will be honest, it can be if you want it to be. If you don't want it to be a ton of work where you're spending hours and hours every day, if you watch Extreme Couponing, that TV show, and you see, oh my gosh, they spend 40 hours a week just doing couponing. I could never do that. I'm never going to do couponing. Well, there are systems out there that make it 35 minutes to an hour a week, period. That's it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes for you to save 50, sometimes 60% on your grocery bill is an hour a week. Wouldn't you like that? When I finally made the plunge into groceries, I was really nervous, and it took me probably 4 or 5 months of trying to coupon with my groceries before I really got it down. There is a learning curve, but if you want to figure it out, it becomes like the coolest game that ever existed in an adult woman's life, because you then get the great, at least for me, it's so much fun to figure out how much can I get for how little money. So this is what I do. I go to a website called groceriesmarts.com, And I'll make sure that these links are all included in my description of the episode. I'm also going to be starting a notes page for my episodes on my blog, which is theoperamom.wordpress.com. So go check it out there. But I go to grocerysmarts.com. There, they have an entire list of every state in the United States. I go to Utah, because that's where I live. It pulls up a page that lists every major grocery store in Utah and their ads for the week. Now, the store that I shop at the most is Smith's, which is Kroger. So depending on where you are, that might be Ralph's. That might just be a Kroger store. I know that they have different names across the country, but in Utah, it's called Smith's. And I go to the Smith's drop-down menu, and there is the weekly ad. Now, it's displayed as a Excel file, so you can kind of, it looks like it with the gridding and stuff. And it puts down everything that is in the weekly ad, how much it costs, how much it's on sale for, if there are any coupons associated with getting a cheaper price, and then the final amount that you pay. Now, the reason this is so freaking cool is because they have a ranking system for the things that are on sale. They have an entire database that goes back and tells you if it has ever been cheaper. So you get to find out whether or not that watermelon for 25 cents a pound, is that actually a great price, or is it just what's in the ad for the week? So an example, this last week, my favorite type of ice cream when I'm trying to eat healthy is Halo Top ice cream. The average price for Halo Top ice cream is between $4 and $5, depending where you live. Well, this last week at Smith's, they had a sale of two for $5. So that was $2.50 a piece. That was extreme on the sale. That was an amazing price. So I bought $25 worth of Halo Top ice cream. And that gave me something. Oh gosh, me and math is not good. That gave me 10, 11 maybe ice creams. I'm sorry, you guys, math is not my strong suit. But it gave me a ton of ice cream for the price, which normally would have been way more. So that's just an example. And that was listed in the ad. And next to the line on the website, it said extreme. It was an extreme buy. So the way that I do it is if there's something that's an extreme buy, I buy as much as I can of that product. Now, some of those extreme buys are the sale price plus a coupon, and then that equals the price that you need. Now, the other thing that makes this all work is the number of Sunday papers that you get. Because Sunday papers are for the coupons, at least for me. I don't really look at anything else. When I was really young, I remember when I would read the comics, the comic page. But as an adult, I go through the entire paper, I pull out all of the coupons, and I put the rest of the stuff in the recycling bin. I have no reason to look at the rest of it. So you have to have a Sunday paper and have multiple subscriptions. That is how this works. So you get the multiple subscriptions. You have three coupons. So let's say we've got, and this is a sale that I've seen before. American Pasta goes on sale quite frequently, actually. It's one of the cheaper pastas. And it goes on sale probably once every 2 months or so. So its normal regular price is $2.50. Then it's on sale right now at Smith's for maybe 50% or 50 cents off. So it's $1.99. And then I get a coupon in the mail with my Sunday coupons that is $1 off one item of American Pasta. So then I can use that coupon and the store sale, and I can get that thing of pasta for 99 cents. The cool thing is that a lot of times these coupons plus store deals will get you items at like almost free. There are a lot of things that I've purchased that are 20 cents, 50 cents. I've bought tons of shampoo that are either a dollar or completely free because of the in-store sale and the coupon combining it. So that's one of the websites that I use. It's called groceriesmarts.com and it's very simple. Click around. You can find your state, your favorite grocery store. Then the other place that I go to is crazycouponlady.com. Crazycouponlady.com lays everything out for you. It is so simple and it's so easy for you to do what you need to do. Just as a side note, I have not been endorsed by or affiliate financially with these companies. These are just people that I use. These are companies that I use to get the most back from my money and from my shopping. So just a little side note though there. But crazycouponlady.com. That website is set up a little differently. They list everything that's on sale. They say what the sale price is. But then they have different categories like free and moneymaker, which is where the store sale plus the coupon actually makes you money, which is a possibility to do. It just goes back onto the overall price and it deducts it from the overall price. So if you have a moneymaker where it's 99 cents, but you have a $1 off coupon for the thing, then you actually gain 1 cent by using that coupon. And sometimes if you combine that with rebates, those end up actually being $2 or $3 in your pocket for buying something. It's very cool. So Crazy Coupon Lady has everything separated that way. So they've got like free and money makers. They've got less than a dollar and then like extreme sales. And they have tons of different stores that they do. They are a very large organization. So they've got a lot of stuff out there for you to look at. So you can go in and look at that one as well. So that's how I save 50 to 60% off on my groceries. It is seriously the coolest thing for me to look at everything that I bought and know that I've only spent $75 or $100 on something, because it gives me a lot of pride, I guess you could call it, for having worked so hard at figuring out how to do it and then seeing the rewards of my work. So then once you have that down, like I said earlier, it took me 4 months or so before I could really go at it. And the reason why is you want to keep your coupons every week because they normally are good for up to 5 months. There will be coupons that you can use months down the road because they don't expire. But because you have that coupon, you can save a ton of money. I actually recently just used a coupon for the complete meatball from the Sunday before Super Bowl coupons. And because it was still good, I could still use it. So I ended up paying 99 cents for a thing of meatballs that was normally like $4. It was really great. So that's what you want to do. If you want more tips and tricks and kind of see how I do it, feel free to check out my blog, theoperamom.wordpress.com, because I have an entire blog post that's all about how I do this kind of stuff. So there's going to be two other things we're going to talk about in the next episode of Back to School with the Opera Mom. The next two things we're going to talk about are clothing and furniture. How do you save money on clothing and furniture? And there's a bunch of different ways that you can do that. So stay tuned to part two, which will be coming out soon. I hope you guys have a really great day and go check out those websites. Again, that's groceriesmarts.com, crazycouponlady.com, and click around, explore, see how they work. And just as a reminder, again, I'm not making any money from these people. I'm not getting a kickback or anything. I'm not going to give you a code to go enter in so that I make money off of this. It'd be awesome if I did, but I just want to share with you guys the awesome experience it is to go to the grocery store and watch as that number goes down from $185 to $117 to $93 for your groceries. That's exactly what happened with mine last shopping trip. So I hope you guys are having a really great day. I'm having a really great day. I'm planning on going to see Avengers tonight. Woohoo! Have a fantastic week. And remember, if you're lonely and you need some friends, come hang out with me. I'm always here for you. Bye.